And this is the People's Parliament on Voice of Barbados. Before we went on break, Santi, you wanted to make a point.
Yeah, I mean, I respect the opinions being expressed by the other two panelists, but I think really at the crux of all of this is a question that needs to be asked of this country. Who is going to be in a best position to be able to execute a lot of what the caller has said and in relation to all of the ideas that have been discussed here? We are at a critical juncture in our history financially. We need to be able to hit the ground running after the 24th of May, and we need to be able to have decisive leadership, people who have the experience to be able to execute it. For instance, within the Barbados Party, I am one of the persons who understands the issues of funding and access to funding. I've managed artists. I've been on at the forefront of being able to represent people. I understand the different layers, for instance, that are necessary to be able to catapult the creative industries. So it is a combination of things that the Labour Party recognises that are necessary if we are going to introduce things within the creative sector or the sporting sector or even in entrepreneurship. You have to have different layers of funding. There's no one methodology or one answer to the problem. There must be venture capital. There must be access to grant funding. There must be access to, for instance, even the same trust loans where you have a revolving fund where people, you know, demonstrate that they have used the money wisely, and then they can come back again to the fund, and then they may be able to access additional capital. It is not a one-stop solution to the problem that we are facing in terms of our young people. We have to have different solutions. We have to recognize that the Barbados Labour Party over the years had put a number of these things in place. Under this last administration, we have seen the erosion of a number of these funds that have been available over the years. The Cultural Industries Development Fund, for instance. You will hear the Minister of Culture indicate time and time again that there's been over $3.7 million in requests from the people within the creative industries. But time and time again, this current administration will come to the people of this country and say they're going to invest in the creative industries. They passed the Cultural Industries Development Bill. And, you know, as Crystal, being somebody in the profession, I'm sure that she shares the same view. The people in the creative sector have not been able to access this funding. Mm-hmm. The bureaucracy that has taken place in the sector in order for people to apply, in order even for people to be able to do the same proposals, to be able to access the funding, has become problematic. It has become a drag in terms of creative people wanting to access funds. A Barbados Labour Party administration, certainly with me on board, understands fully what is necessary. Certainly with Mia Motley, who has been involved in the creative sector, who understands issues in relation to the new economy, with people who have a socio-economic background as a developmental economist, Marsha Callard and others, Ryan Strawn. This country needs these type of people right now at this critical juncture in order to be able to pull apart all of the layers of the access to funding that has taken place in the past and be able to put this country back on stream in the fastest time frame possible that is available to our people. This is not about who we like or who hasn't been tried and tested. Our people within the Barbados Labour Party have the skill set to be able to get entrepreneurship and young people moving again in this country.
I do believe that we can't be pulling rank here. You know, we have to look at the
not rank,
quality and
respect,
skills
facts
that are available across the parties. And in Solutions Barbados, we have a team of business people who have created our own businesses and moved them from starting businesses to fully profitable businesses that operate fully. Now, I'm a musician. I worked for years in the music industry in the UK. I've traveled the world playing music. I'm a writer and director in the theatre, an award-winning playwright, somebody who has had plays on the West End of London for many, many years. Now, I'm bringing that experience. And what I'm saying is that the creative industries need a champion. We have been lacking a champion who champions the causes of the creative industries, and I will be that champion. But behind me, in Solutions Barbados, is a team of innovators who understand what it takes to create a product, take it to market, reach that market, and make it profitable. So I don't think we should be in a position of pulling rank. We all have ideas here, and we will bring them to the table and make it work, hopefully, together. So what we need to be putting on the table is strategies for doing that, not policy. We keep talking about policy. You know, policies tend to be things that get locked up in a drawer and never looked at again. We need workable strategies to make it happen for our young people. And that's what we at Solutions Barbados will do. And we have the skills, the expertise, and the experience to make that happen.
Well, Corey, I want to speak on behalf of the UPP team. We too have very competent individuals who have significant experience in working with our young people. And in our leader, Lynette Eastman, we have that knowledge and experience that she has brought to the table from when she was head of the International Business Division, and certainly when she was a Minister of Commerce. She would have been very much involved in the development of the International Business Framework. And what we have been lacking as it pertains to youth entrepreneurship and really developing that core asset of our young people to the extent that it can have an impact on our reserves really is that framework. And we're saying that with the International Business Sector Framework, we can convert that for the creative sector, use the same incentives that we use for foreign businesses, the same legislation, the same policies, and provide them for our local businesses to give them that ability to reach those heights where they can export and earn foreign exchange. So, well, you know, I hear all the name calling and whatnot, but at the end of the day, you have to look at track record and performance. And Lynette Eastman has never starred in the Auditor General's report. She's a woman of integrity and competence. As a matter of fact, when she was in charge of international business at its height, we earned $300 million, and that's why we did not have to have NSRL and the 2% levy and all these additional taxes and the so-called temporary increase in VAT to 17.5%. It was because the international business sector was firing on all cylinders. So we are saying to Barbados, look, you have an option here in the UPP with a leader who has the skills and what we really need right now, and that's to earn money. Right now, all I'm seeing is a lot of skills and spending money.
Just remember, we got to keep the topic, can't allow y'all to campaign. I know, Mr. Bush, I got it covered.
The money to fund the grants and to provide the assistance. And
I understand
even,
the link.
Even if we approach people like angel investors to save, provide an alternative funding solution for our young people. I mean, in the party, we are also looking at how blockchain and this new Bitcoin can assist us in providing alternative financing for our startups. All of those are things we are considering, but we can talk until the cows come home. If there's no money to do anything, we cannot function.
Yep, and because I wanted to looking at the discussion in terms of the apps and the renewable energy and all these various new things. And then what I hit my head against the wall is because I know that we need significant investment for some of these things. But we talk about that and others when we come back to the People's Parliament. Okay, I love the WhatsApps, and I want to show y'all something here. This one says, Solutions Barbados is the party of true solutions. This one says, I love this lady from UPP. She's hot handling herself well for the party as a first timer. Crystal, big up yourself. And don't worry, Santia, I got one for you too. Hi, Mr. Lane. Santia Brashers are very good. I really applaud her. But these two particular questions I want to put to you all. I want to link them. This one says, Mr. Lane, after listening to all the discussion by the various guests who represent various political parties, some of the ideas presented across the political divide are, to my mind, workable and good for Barbados. My question, therefore, to your panel is, seeing that it is highly unlikely that all the parties will be forming the next Parliament of Barbados, will your own party be willing to amalgamate or utilize the good concepts and ideas that can take us forward to a new and better Barbados as we serve to seek we seek to serve all Barbadians, politics aside? Be warned, your answer will tell Barbadians whether you are seeking to truly represent the people. This is your acid test question. Don't respond yet. Don't respond yet. This one here, there was another one in here, but the person started to write, so it made it move. Oh, dear me. Oh, hi, there is. Hi, Corey. I'm politically naive, but I'm wondering why all these brands can't work together. Why does it have to be one party and one party alone? Why can't everyone's skills and competencies be used? I call it a party of national consensus. So, over to you.
Well, in a sense, I answered that question in my last answer, where I said we must not be pulling rank on each other, but we need to come forward with the solutions on behalf of Barbados, and particularly on behalf of the young people in Barbados, together. So certainly.
But the real question is, after you form the government, are you willing to?
Certainly, Solutions Barbados will be willing to form a coalition with any other party who happen to win as many seats as we do. Because we do, we're in it to win it, and we plan to win enough seats to form government either as a majority or as a coalition. So the answer to that question is definitely yes, we would be willing to work with reciprocatively with another party to make sure that Barbados becomes a modern economy and runs without the continuous mismanagement of government services that we've had over the years, and ensure that we in Barbados have a better future. That's what it's all about. Solutions Barbados want to represent Barbados, and we will do that alongside anyone else who has the same motive in
hand. Two quick points. Yeah. I want to congratulate you because it's quarter after one, and I haven't heard a yes or 9001. That's part one. Part two is that the Solutions Barbados said they were formed because the B and the D, you submitted your programs to them and they refused to do them, so you want nothing more to do with them, so you formed Solutions Barbados. How then will you be able to work with one of the other two parties?
Well, because nothing is cast in stone, and there's an emphasis to everything. Obviously, our solutions are created by Solutions Barbados for Solutions Barbados, but that does not preclude working alongside anyone else whose policies have a natural fit with ours.
UPP, yeah. Would you be working with other parties after you form the next government?
If it comes down to that, most definitely. And I want to use the example of France, where they made history by electing a third party as their government. And Prime Minister Macron recently made a change in their system, something that had not happened before. He introduced proportional representation so that going into the next election, instead of the first past the post system, you will now have a case where everyone will get a piece of the pie, so that all voices and agendas will be represented in Parliament. And we're saying to Barbados that if you want to see a new era of nationhood, a new era of democracy, it has to come from a new party. I hope that that caller's comment also puts pay to this notion that third parties are just cousins and third cousins and all of this foolishness, because it is an insult to persons like me. I am a mother. I have a daughter who's going to turn a year this month, Corey. Mm-hmm. And when I committed to being involved in politics, I recognized that there was time that I would have to sacrifice working on policies and manifestos and canvassing. You can do all of that just for a vendetta. The reason why we need third parties is because there needs to be a diversity of ideas, and the discussion needs to be expanded upon. Labor has had its time. We believe that it's time to be progressive. And in order for us to do that, we have to allow new voices into the discussion. So the third parties have a critical role to play. And if it comes down to us partnering in a coalition or whatever the case may be, we are definitely up to the task. But certainly we believe that the same old will continue to obtain if we keep giving these two major parties our vote. We need to send a message.
You've been crystal clear.
Provide a new platform, a paradigm shift for this nation.
All right, Santia.
It is not by chance, Corey, that the Barbados Labour Party has been described over the years as a party which represented the politics of inclusion. That was the mantra of the former Prime Minister, Owen Arthur. Mia Motley, as political leader of the Barbados Labour Party, has been at the vanguard of including all persons in our society. At various levels, we've been engaging people with the People's Assemblies. We have been going across constituency by constituency, meeting with people in relation to the Rubbing Shoulders program, listening to the average person, listening to the business person. We've been meeting with various community groups. We've been meeting with the churches. We've been engaging people. And I believe that what must be taken away from all of that is that the way that you lead from opposition is a good testament to how you will lead from government. And that is why I'm confident the Barbados Labour Party, with all that we've said, with the leadership of Mia Morley, is in a position to be able to embrace ideas. We have shown that we are willing and we are open to the opposition parties, that we are willing to embrace ideas if they are and to value the ideas as well. But I think I want to make the point as well that even in relation to the suggestion by our leader in relation to the eminent persons group, it was really a call to embrace people who were not necessarily within the bosom of the Barbados Labour Party. But when the country was in crisis and still remains in crisis, Mia Moore Motley called for the Barbados government to be able to embrace eminent persons in our society who would be able to add value to the discussion in relation to how to turn this economy around. And that wasn't based on only persons within the Labour Party, political party. It was based on a recognition that we can only be the best that we can be if we embrace people regardless of their differences. And especially in a time of crisis, it is going to be important going forward that we're going to have to do that. The other point I want to make
quickly
is that in the last 10 years, and particularly in my 10 years as leader of opposition business, I have been frustrated as a young politician because I believe that a lot of the mechanisms that exist within the parliamentary system have not been fully utilized. We are styled on a Westminster system of government. We have not been able to utilize our committees. We've not been able to get people to be able to come and participate in committees and share ideas. And I know that the Barbados Labour Party's position going forward is to reform parliament, to make parliament somewhere that people don't just listen to when their estimates debates or the budget debates, but that people feel that they can come to the public gallery, they can engage our politicians, they can email in their concerns. That is the way forward. We believe in a participatory democracy which will embrace the political parties, but it will embrace all Barbadians at all
levels. I think that's a good way. Actually, the Finland model in terms of they actually have this e-governance and this way how you communicate mm-hmm. during live and outside of parliament. I think that's a good way to inspire and empower youth. Yeah. We'll be back to wrap up this People's Parliament. This is the People's Parliament. We've got 23 minutes after 7 minutes before we wrap up the ban. Strike up the ban at Hey Home for this, the People's Parliament. Now, one of the questions that came up was really in terms of this new age and social media. How do we use social media to inspire and empower young people? How do we see it changing? How do we, and actually coming off of the point that Sandia was making in terms of emailing and messaging, direct messaging, instant messaging in relation to our governance, how do your party see this and what are the plans that they have, that concrete plans to bring more young people in and empower them into the political system?
The United Progressive Party believes that rather than downloading apps, our youth should be uploading apps. They should be creating these platforms, and they do have the creativity. They just need to be facilitated. I recently had a meeting with a gentleman from my constituency who's skilled in that area, and we're looking at starting some animation classes soon for the kids that, as I said, have fallen through the cracks. And we believe that as a nation, we could make that our niche in terms of being an innovative destination that is on the cutting edge of technological development. And it doesn't matter whether or not you have 10 CXCs, 5 CXCs, they're skilled with the phones, they're being savvy with them from 2 and 3, they're Skyping their family. We believe that the natural talent is there because this is the age that they were born into. It is time that we leverage social media for more than just gimmicks and games and sending out pictures and videos of puppets and all this foolishness that we've been doing. And I'm making a mockery of the technology. We should be using that talent that we're using to make fun, to make money, and to earn foreign exchange. The other point I want to make is that when you look at the social media landscape and you see people like Mark Zuckerberg and what he would have done, it is not rocket science in terms of coming up with the types of solutions that we would be able to run with. I believe that we just need to facilitate all of our young people to be able to explore their potential. We may have 100 kids in each neighborhood, for example, dabbling and learning software development and animation and how to edit films and whatnot. It only takes one or two of them, Corey, to be successful internationally, to then show the others and give the others the inspiration. And it does not matter if they're from Nelson Street or they're from Fort George Heights. All of our young people deserve to have that opportunity to be a part of a movement for jobs for the future. And that's what the United Progressive Party is aiming to do with our new creative economy.
You know, quite often when we talk about our young people, we talk about crime, drugs, gangs, and so on. But on this question here, I want to really applaud our young people, which is really what we need to be doing. But I want to applaud our young people for the lead that they're taking in this particular area, in the whole area of technology, apps, game development, and so on. And they're doing it despite the lack of support. So I totally agree. We need to open up that dialogue. We need to be supporting our young people to use their talents to create the products that are globally marketable. And, you know, once we open up that industry there, we will see how we can bring the foreign exchange into Barbados. Too long we have We have been consumers rather than producers. And this is the avenue we want to go on right across the whole technology industry to be more producers than consumers. The whole area of social media and so on, young people use it naturally. You know, we don't have to teach them how to do it. It's a natural thing with them. Why we will not want to, but we will.
You're learning.
we will empower young people, because that is the name of this. We will inspire and empower young people to use their talent to become leaders, not just in Barbados, not just in the region, but across the world in this area of app development and new technology.
Santia?
You know, Corey, I'm fortunate to recall a period when edutech was introduced into this country. I was young, but I do recall that the combination by a Barbados Labour Party administration of education and technology, it is not new. It is something that, again, our political leader, Mia Motley, as Minister of Education, would have introduced into this country, embracing technology in education, enabling persons within the classroom environment to be able to use technology to benefit them, to be able to learn in the classroom environment. And, you know, I can't help but reiterate the point that this election really comes down to leadership. And it comes down to the fact that what has been eroded over the last 10 years is a situation where the platform had been laid by a Barbados Labour Party administration. And once given the opportunity to be able to lead this country again, the Barbados Labour Party will continue to build on that platform under the leadership of Mia Amor Motley. We embrace technology, and we look forward to giving new opportunities to our young people to be able to explore and to exploit and to be able to generate revenue from their creative talents as well.
And the evidence is here, where we have numerous messages that we've been unable to read and answer and so on. And I can commit to actually copying a lot of them and making sure we send them to all of the parties so that it can inform your manifestos and your policies going forward. Let me thank the UPP, the BLP and Solutions Barbados, and of course my technical team of Dennis Johnson and John Stolk. I've been your host, moderator and speaker for the day, Corey Lane. Do enjoy the rest of your day here on Voice of Barbados.